All right, look, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that listeners know what's going on in his alternate universe. Luckily, folks, we have a staffer, you all know him, who lives in that world. So here now is our very own Planet Bush Bureau Chief, Lawton Smalls. Hello, Lawton.
Hello, Mark. Remember, it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Not the Father, the Son, and his life partner, Jeffrey.
All right, okay.
Remember that.
All right, so I guess you're pumped up about this Bush's disgusting little anti-gay marriage constitutional amendment speech, huh? Make you feel proud there, Lawton, does it?
Mark, when you see courage in action like that, it humbles a person inside.
Oh,
there's the gay agenda with its sharp gay claws swooping down on the poor, defenseless institution of marriage. And then there's President George W. Two-Terms Mandate Bush holding up his hand and saying, "You shall not pass." Just like Gandalf facing the Balrog in Lord of the Rings, only with queers.
Hey, Lawton, you know, Ian McKellen's gay. You know that, right?
Hey, leave your deviant friends out of this, okay? Listen to our president's beautiful poetry, all right? Quote, "When judges insist on imposing their arbitrary will on the people, the only alternative left to the people is an amendment to the Constitution, the only law a court cannot overturn." Amen and hundreds of amens.
Hey, judges,
amen.
Judges imposing their arbitrary will on the people is how this clown got to be president in the first place, Lawton.
Oh.
This gay marriage ban amendment is pathetic and insulting and wrong, Lawton. Senator Ted Kennedy said, quote, "A vote for this amendment is a vote for bigotry, pure and simple," unquote.
Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
As if he or anyone in his family has any experience in government whatsoever. Go back to your bar stool, Ted, and finish what you started. Have a rum Collins on me, Foster Brooks.
Hey,
out of my government.
Hey, you know he's right. Do you really think the Founding Fathers would have wanted discrimination written into the Constitution?
Hey, the Founding Fathers would have been 110% behind this, Mark. The Revolutionary War was fought against the English gay agenda. Everyone knows that, Mark.
All right. So the Boston Tea Party, Lexington, and Concord, the whole war was to keep gay Englishmen out of America.
Bingo. They had red coats, Mark. Okay?
Oh,
do the math.
Uh-huh.
If those limey fruits had their way, the American flag would have been pink, eggshell, and lavender. Well, don't tread on me, Miss Mary. Take your poofy stuff back to your queen, Freddie Mercury.
Hey, well,
goodbye.
Lawton, why are you so threatened by this? So gay people get married. So what?
So what? So what? Where does it end, Mark? Man on man? Woman on woman? You know, like Rick Santorum said, if you allow gay marriage, pretty soon it's man on dog. Well, I'm sorry, Fido. I like you, but I'm not going to marry you.
Come on.
No
come
man on dog.
No, you know what? Let me ask you something.
What?
Are there any gay people on Planet Bush?
Lay off the bong, Spicoli. Ixnay on the A-gay, all right?
All right, so wait. So
no.
You don't know two men who maybe even live together?
Well, there's Andre and Troy, live down the block, good people, firefighters, always doing little things for me, picking up the mail, keeping an eye on the house, bringing me banana bread and, you know, what have you. But, hey, I'm sure they're just splitting the rent.
They're probably gay, Lawton. Are you going to deny Andre and Troy the chance to get married?
They're not.
But what if they are?
They're not.
By supporting this amendment, you're saying that their happiness is less important than everyone else's. You're saying, I don't care what good neighbors you've been. Screw you. Andre and Troy have treated you with kindness and respect, and you give them hate in return.
No.
You should be ashamed of yourself and your president, Lawton. Ashamed. Yeah, that's right.
Mark.
Yeah, what?
Andre and Troy took me to Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one morning, I was wandering around in the yard, my bathrobe.
Yeah.
You know, like I do, crying and screaming and digging things. You know how I am.
Yeah, sure.
Andre saw me and he said, "Come on, girlfriend. Let's go ride in the teacup."
Oh,
It was one of those weekends where there was nobody but just men there in the park.
Uh-huh.
And me and Andre and Troy wrote "It's a Small World."
Oh.
We got our picture taken with Sebastian the Crab from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
We all got mouse ears with our names written right on them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing mine right now. Oh. It was the best day of my life. It was so gay, Mark. It was so very, very gay.
All right, okay, all right. So it would be okay for Andre and Tori to get married, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. They could get married at Cinderella's castle.
Sure.
Do you think they would invite me?
Sure they would. Of course they would. Now, come on. Let's just pull it together.
I can go?
Yeah, of course you can.
I don't have anything to wear. You know, the Civil War was about fighting the gay agenda, Mark. Look at Lincoln real close. No. He shouldn't be on the penny. He should be on the $3 bill.
Goodbye.
You know what I'm saying there?
Goodbye, Lon. You know, I understand.
Come on now. God loves you, Mark. Deal with it.
All right. Okay. Enough of that. Good. Always nice to talk to him. You know, it's interesting, the relationship that Lawton and I have built over the years,
right.
Is that he remains, strangely endearing, but he's gotten a little coarser than he once was back in the day.
Well, he's opening up more to you.
Yeah, you're seeing a little. There's no end to that Pandora's box of emotional trauma.